It is the radio segment that hugs you a little too long.
Oh.
Laser Stories. The segment where we read weird news stories from around the globe, just like every other radio show does, except we have a laser, and those other numbskulls don't. This first laser story is out of Canada. A Quebec teen named Charlie Lagarde was celebrating her 18th birthday with some friends when she stopped at a local liquor store to buy some sparkling wine.
Yeah.
If you're wondering, it's legal to drink in Quebec at 18.
Thinking, like, wait a minute.
Yeah, some provinces are 18, some of them are 19.
Got it.
And while Charlie was in the store, she thought it would be fun to buy her first ever $4 lottery ticket.
Cool.
Oh, my God.
It's so exciting, right? Like, that's exactly what you do, too. You're like, I buy lotto tickets. I don't smoke, but I'm going to buy cigarettes anyway.
You guys told me about a cigar and a lotto ticket.
Right? I'll just give them away. I don't know what I'll do with them, but...
Turns out it was a good move because at only 18 years old, Charlie was able to celebrate her entry into adulthood with $1,000 a week for the rest of her life.
What? It's a P-A-R-T-Y because I said so.
Oh my
God. Those lotto officials set that one up thinking like an 89-year-old is going to win it.
That's what I tell you. Yeah. Like, we didn't think an 18-year-old was going to win.
Yeah.
So after winning the jackpot, Charlie took a few weeks to decide on whether to accept a lump sum of $1 million payout or the $1,000 weekly for a lifetime. A financial advisor told her to opt for the weekly amount given her age, saying it's the equivalent to a salary of more than $100,000 a year. So pretty good start in life. And that's what she decided to do.
Good.
That's awesome.
Well, how hard would that be at 18 to turn down a million?
I know.
Good for her. She's put together. And she actually talked to a financial advisor?
Yeah. Like, I know.
What?
Way
what kind of
ahead of where I would have been. I'd have been like, oh, yeah, I'll take that whole million and I'll buy a $3 million car with it.
Yeah.
Put a down payment on that car.
Oh, man. Life. Canadian teens, you know? They're just not like American teens.
As to what she'll do with the money, she says she has big travel plans for the future, but also told lottery officials she wants to study photography and hopes to work at National Geographic one day.
Oh, cool.
They're still around?
Yes. Yeah. Yes, they're very prevalent.
Yeah. Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
This next story is out of Hoboken, New Jersey. There's a 63-year-old guy named Kevin Daly who thought he just had a big beer belly, but he lost 34 pounds recently and it didn't shrink, so he went to the doctor.
Whoa.
It turns out something was definitely wrong because Kevin found out that he had a 30-pound cancerous tumor in his abdomen.
What? Oh my God!
30-pound tumor.
And he would have never found out if he didn't
lose weight. Doctor said if he hadn't come in there when he did, the tumor would have definitely killed him. But fortunately, they successfully removed it, and now Kevin has no cancer or beer belly, and he's recovering.
Yeah, suddenly Kevin's got a six-pack. What up, Kevin? Yeah. Nice job.
He's also like, all that working out, it was just a tumor. I don't need to work out anymore. It's fine. This next laser story is out of British Columbia. A guy named Guillaume Ray is originally from France, but now he lives in Vancouver. And he had a job as a waiter at a restaurant called Milestones until he was fired not that long ago for being rude to the customers.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
That'll do it.
But now he's filed a complaint with the British Columbia Human Rights Tribunal because he says he's a victim of discrimination.
What?
Yeah, how
what?
So?
You're
well,
being rude. How's that?
The ex-French waiter says being rude and direct is a big part of the French culture, so he was just doing his job
the
only way he knows how, the French way.
Plus, they got a French waiter, so they just up their fanciness anyway.
Stupid Americans and their firings.
Well,
not American, I guess he's in
Canadians.
Canada, but whatever. The restaurant tried to have the complaint dismissed because they didn't think being a rude French guy really counted as protecting cultural value.
Yeah.
But the tribunal denied their application, and they're going to hear the case anyway. I'll just be rude to people and be like, there's somewhere in my jeans there's French.
Yeah.
I can be rude.
My blood.
This next laser story is out of fast food headquarters. Recently, we told you about Taco Bell's nacho fries, which are seasoned fries you can dip into nacho cheese.
Creamy.
It's just great, so genius.
Since they launched it a few months ago, they've become one of the most successful fast food items in history, selling millions and millions of orders. But now Taco Bell thinks they figured out a way to make you want them even more.
What?
And how did they do that? By taking them away.
No!
What?
Oh, my God.
Guys, the genius behind that?
Wait, for how long, right?
Why?
Like forever? Because that's going to backfire on them.
Yeah.
The restaurant chain just announced that the fries are only going to be in stores for about one more week. They were always supposed to be a limited time deal, and even though they were a huge hit, Taco Bell is sticking with their plan.
What?
Oh my God.
After hearing the news, fast food blogs everywhere went nuts with people commenting about how unfair it was to take their nacho fries away from them. In other words, Taco Bell now has their version of the McRib.
Oh,
they'll bring it back.
Yeah.
Like once a year, they'll bring it back and everybody will go nuts.
Yeah.
So will they be back again? We don't know, but most likely they probably will because they're very successful.
Well, now we have to go get them, and that's their strategy.
Yeah, and those things, you can't freeze them and reheat them.
That's what I'm saying. Get a bunch of them.
Freeze
them in your freezer.
Yeah.
This next leisure story is out of Surrey, England. There's a new roller coaster at an amusement park that is offering a unique feature. The operators say that once you're on the ride, it charges your phone with screams.
What?
That's awesome!
Yeah, how does it work? Well, they had scientists develop a technology that takes the vibrations from your yelling and converts them to energy to power up your phone.
Double rainbow. Oh my God.
Interesting.
Obviously.
So are you pissed if there's not enough people screaming on the ride? Like you get off and your battery's still dead? You're like, what's...
You're screaming at them that they weren't screaming enough to charge your phone. Obviously, it'll only be a small battery boost, but on a long day at an amusement park, I guess every bit of juice is helpful. No word on whether the technology could make its way to roller coasters over here in the U.S., but there is always hope.
Wow. Oh, man. Scream power.
This next laser story is out of Jobland. If binge-watching Netflix shows all day sounds like your dream job, then look no further than this job posting for the streaming company that seeks someone as an editorial analyst to watch, research, rate, and write analysis for movie and TV content for their Netflix Originals catalog.
Whoa. Wow.
It's very, very wordy, but I think you're just supposed to watch shows and comment on them.
There's a lot of people who are like, I already do that.
Yeah.
So
might as well get paid for it.
Yeah, where do I sign up?
Yep. Netflix just needs someone to watch hours and hours of TV and movies and then write down a few notes.
God,
that's what they're looking for.
Where are they gonna find anybody for that job? It's gonna be hard.
I don't know, because think about it. It's fun now when you want to do it, but when it's your job,
when
that might get bored.
To.
Like, what are you gonna do when you get bored of watching Netflix? Can't watch more Netflix.
You can actually like go outside and go for a walk.
You just switch over to Amazon Digital. You're like, I'm just going to watch a different digital platform.
I need a break. I'm going to Hulu.
This job requires you to know a thing or two about TVs and movies, be able to summarize what you watch, and have a pair of eyeballs that you're willing to dedicate to hours of screen time.
Okay.
This next leisure story out of Pennsylvania. A new study out of Carnegie Mellon University in Pittsburgh figured out the best way to get over your embarrassment when you pass gas in public.
Why do they?
Does it blame somebody else?
They spent time researching this.
Oh, great.
They found that when you break wind, instead of focusing on your feelings, try to put yourself in everybody else's shoes.
Oh.
So, like, you just tell yourself how much you stink, too?
Yep, they're grossed out by the smell, but apparently they also feel empathy toward you, since they know how humiliating it would be if they were the one who dealt it.
Oh, really?
Right? Instead of being like, oh my God, I'm so embarrassed, everybody's making fun of me. Like, you go, oh my God, everybody knows how terrible I feel.
Yeah.
I'm gonna pass another one to try to make them laugh.
I don't think that's
I don't know.
It says when you focus on what they're thinking and how they'd probably be embarrassed too, and how sympathetic they probably are toward you, you'll get over your embarrassment quicker.
Huh. Really?
Interesting. Huh. Or you just act like a 4-year-old. My 4-year-old daughter farted on my leg yesterday. And she was like, yep, sure did. Like,
they don't care.
Don't care whatsoever.
No,
she's like, yeah, that came out of me, Mom.
So just act like a 4-year-old. Yeah. Fart on people, don't care about it.
Yep.
Mess yourself once in a while. Whatever happens.
Whatever. It's life.
Researchers say that that technique also works on other embarrassing public situations, too. Mm. So the next time you feel like you should be embarrassed, just remember that everybody else would also be embarrassed if they were in your shoes, and then continue to do whatever it is that you were doing.
Okay.
So have no shame.
Yes, pretty much.
Awesome.
This guy definitely has no shame. He's doing this all the time in public.
Yep.
That's the sound of a turtle humping a shoe, which means that Laser Stories has come to an end for the day. We'll do it again, same time on Friday.